Hello.
Oh, hello, good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota News Watch and the Cheeseman Center for Democracy to provide accurate public opinion of citizens' preferences to better inform policymakers in the state. To begin, are you a registered voter in the state of South Dakota?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And what is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other party?
Republican.
Thank you. Now, there is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that would provide for the regulation of abortion based on the stage of pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first trimester, it would prevent the state from regulating abortions. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonably related to the physical health of the mother. And during the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it's necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman according to her physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
Support.
Thank you very much. Another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races.
Yeah, I don't support that. Okay. I know what that's about. I don't support that.
Thank you. And now a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would eliminate the state 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
No.
Is that a no support or not opposed?
No, I don't support.
Okay.
I think it's flawed. I think it affects cities.
Okay, thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a change in state law to create a school voucher system which would allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for the child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor in your voting decision? Or will only vote for a candidate that, if they support Trump, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, or will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump? Or support Trump is not a factor.
Oh, okay, there we go. I was going to say it's no factor.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking again about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, if Donald Trump is convicted of criminal charges, how will that affect your vote regarding candidates that continue to support him? Will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump? Not affected. Okay. Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions about the health of democracy. In general, how confident are you that American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Thank you. And do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election or not?
Yes.
And how much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? The state Dakota election officials in South Dakota, do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not much trust, or no trust at all?
What was the highest? I trust them.
A great deal.
The first one was. Okay.
Yes. Thank you. What about election officials in Democratic states?
Say that again.
Election officials in Democratic states.
Oh, not at all.
Okay, thank you. Election officials in Republican states.
Yes.
Is that a yes, a great deal, a fair amount?
Great deal.
Thank you. Local election officials in your county.
Great deal.
Thank you very much. Now, which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? American democracy is under attack. American democracy is being tested, or there is no current threat to American democracy?
Democracy is under attack.
Thank you. Now please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values.
No, not acceptable.
And is that somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you very much. Now, the next few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something
male.
Else? And with this, we conclude the survey. So I thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.